Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan. Not wearing the jorts today, but plans for what, this weekend?
Ugh,
anyway.
Yeah.
Just
walking away.
See you, Luke.
Hard to imagine.
Anyway, we got Cookie Jar coming up at 9:35. We brought up this idea of the Lions offense in the offseason. John, you were the first to say it. This is Dan Campbell's offense. The Ben Johnson departure is overblown. Can we say that confidently? Can we cash that receipt? Or do people still want to see what they look like against Cleveland and some other top defenses? 248-539-9797.
And I know, hey, trust me, there are a lot of tough moments on the horizon. This is going to be one of them. They are at home. They have that advantage of communication up front, and we feel like they solved that in Baltimore, but it's always an advantage playing at home. I feel like with the offensive line taking the steps that they have taken, they're going to continue to take those steps. And I don't necessarily think that we're going to always see Tate Ratledge graded out as the number four offensive lineman throughout the course of the season every single week. I do expect Penei Sewell to be number one every week. And Taylor Decker graded out at 10. So they had three of the top 10 offensive linemen last week. This is going to be a different. This will be a different grading scale for the tackles. I still expect that Penei Sewell will have his successes against Myles Garrett, Taylor Decker. That's a different matter. It's going to be a monster challenge for both, but especially for him. But getting back to John Morton, Dan Campbell. What did Dan Campbell say to us on Wednesday? We are going to call the offense so that we can protect those guys at times as well.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning more, because I was asking about Mahogany and Ratledge.
Yeah.
But it's also going to be it's going to be game specific. When you're playing against a game wrecker, a terrorist like Myles Garrett will be to this offense, then you've got to account for it.
Right. And again, guys, just so we're all on the same page here, we're not forecasting that the Lions are going to score 40 and 50 points every week. I mean, with Ben Johnson, they won games scoring 20 and 24 and 26 and 23. This might be one of those weeks because all respect to Cleveland's front. But big picture, I do think we can cash the receipt that the offense is going to be fine without Ben Johnson. That the personnel is there.
Yeah.
The scheme is there. It's Dan Campbell's offense. See, we took some shots and some arrows when we made that point in the offseason. But I think we can cash that receipt. We want your permission. Let's get to the people on this. Let's go to Jim. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
I look at it this way. I think it's Dan Campbell's offense, obviously, to me. I agree with you, John. And I look at it this way. You look how they performed in Baltimore against the Ravens defense. Sure, they're missing a couple guys up front, yeah, but that's a tough place to win against a very physical, tough defensive team. Well, are they going to be worse at home against Cleveland? Yes, they're probably better defensively. But look at when the Raiders were here a couple of years ago. I mean, Fraley and Campbell, they held Max Crosby in check. I'm sure they've got a game plan for Myles Garrett that's going to run the same. I mean, those are both game wreckers, as you call them. I trust what they're doing. I think they'll have the answers. Dan Campbell, you know, I think the whole meathead thing has been buried by now. The guy is intelligent. He understands what's going on in the trenches, and that's where it counts. That's where this game is won. The Lions are successful the last 3 years because of that offensive line. And as long as they're healthy and they're playing under the scheme of Campbell and Hank Fraley, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, and good note to give Hank Fraley some love in all this.
Yeah.
John, I think the meathead thing,
it's always going to be there because of the way Dan presents himself.
And I think almost to his advantage.
Yeah.
Like it's what helps. It's like the glue that helps bind him and the guys in the locker room is that he's not some like pencil pusher offensive coordinator dork. He's a super relatable guy who, by the way, also has the brain power to layer an offense. I mean, John, you played in the trenches. They run every concept. They run inside zone, outside zone. They'll run duo. They'll run toss. They'll counters. They'll do everything in the run game. It's not a simple like sledgehammer one size fits all run game. It's very smart and savvy and creative. And then all of the different play actions and motions off of it. Yet you look at Dan Campbell, and I think at least to people zoomed out on the outside, it's run ball. Big man, smash little man. And the offense is so much more complex than that.
Well, and it's such a sophisticated pass game. And to run that type of and be successful week in, week out with a sophisticated pass game, you need a quarterback that can match wits with the play caller, with the offense. And Jared Goff is that guy. When you get up to the line of scrimmage and all of a sudden, hey, the microphone in your ears cuts off, you got to make adjustments. And Dan said that on Wednesday as well. Like he is the level that he is playing at right now is second to none in the NFL. And it's not because he's this great athlete, right? We're not going to mistake him for Lamar or Jordan Love or anybody else because he is limited in what he can do athletically. But with his arm and with his eyes and with his mind, he is operating at an extremely high level in this offense. And that's the other thing is, when they brought in John Morton, and what happens a lot is there's new concepts. There's different things. Everything it gets changed. Nothing changed. Now, there may be some new terms. There may be some new things, some new wrinkles. But the base of the offense didn't change. The entire offense, the line in regards to protections, and how they're viewing the defense, especially for Jared Goff, none of that changed. So he didn't have to have a wholesale concept change of we're going from this offense to a completely different offense.
It lets them play fast. It lets the play just kind of roll.
It lets them make adjustments pre and post snap.
And if you want to give Ben Johnson credit for helping Jared Goff through career growth, I think that's incredibly valid and should happen. We should give him credit for that. But Jared has grown and matured, and in this offense, he doesn't need Ben Johnson anymore.
No, he's grown up. He's all grown up.
Our big boy's all grown up. Ticket Texture points out one subtle difference in the offense. Dan Orlovsky made the observation that they're running the most 12 personnel of anyone in the league. That's double tight end for people. Mm-hmm. Bunch formations, receivers blocking in the run game. Says there has been a change, and we could see some team rushing records fall this year.
It might be
helping out those offensive linemen, too, with the extra tight end.
Oh, sure. I mean, it helps a young offensive line out to be able to run the ball. It's not an easy task, but it's much easier to go one-on-one run than it is one-on-one pass.
Let's get to Austin and Dexter. Austin, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. In terms of missing Ben Johnson, when I kind of looked at it and that we found out he was going to go, the way that I really looked at it was, you know, it is what it is. And now looking at how things are running and how things are moving up front, a lot of it, from what I've kind of taken away, is having Ben be the OC was fun because every Sunday we kind of knew that we were going to see a little bit of a razzle-dazzle. And as the Lions were coming into what they are now, not only was it fun to win, but it was fun to see them win in a cool way. And now that we've kind of we've gotten past that part and you can win the games, you know, in the trenches and take a little bit, you know, for lack of a better term, some of the fluff out of it while still having some tricks up your sleeve, it goes to show that the guys are still running the show the way you want to. And it also goes to show that you can't just put an OC like a Ben Johnson and plug him into another franchise, and it's just going to automatically turn into this magical defense. We've seen it not work. So it comes
Correct.
Down to also who are the people that you have that you want to operate and play. And so what are your guys' thoughts on, you know, some of the razzle-dazzle's gone, but we're still going to get it done, and we've got the people to do that. What are your thoughts?
I think we'll still see a lot of the razzle-dazzle, and we got to be careful because we loved the razzle-dazzle when it was Ben Johnson, and then all of a sudden, against Washington, it didn't work, and we hated it.
Why is he doing this?
And now all of a sudden, you know, we haven't seen as much, but it's only three games.
Yeah,
there have been as many opportunities.
We saw more in that Baltimore game than I think we saw in the first two games combined. I mean,
yes.
with throwbacks and, you know.
Yeah. And just in regards to plugging in Ben Johnson to Chicago and thinking it's going to work right away, let's go back to what I just said in regards to bringing in John Morton, who was here. That is Dan Campbell's offense. There wasn't a wholesale change. For Chicago, there is. For a second-year quarterback,
yep.
It's all new terminology, all new concepts, and it's going to take them some time. So I'm not going to say, even after year one, that this is a failed experiment, that Ben Johnson's not going to be a good head coach. It took him, as offensive coordinator, until the end of his first year before this offense really started to operate at high efficiency.
John, what do you
along
think
of, with Dan.
What do you think of this label for the offense? Ticket Texture says this is what they call it. Exotic Smash Mouth. It's got that Smash Mouth physicality, but they don't just do it from a static, same look
sure.
all the time.
There's some unique wrinkles.
Yes.
I wouldn't necessarily call it exotic. I mean, 12 personnel is
it's
as base as it gets.
But they do things to dress it up and try
sure,
to
there's
put
some
the defense
frills.
On their heels.
Yeah.
That's some of the razzle.
But I'm not going to sit there and say it's razzle-dazzle.
What about not razzle-dazzle, but just razzle?
Yeah, He's not going to do it.
All right.
I'm not going to go razzle or dazzle or both.
Okay. Lions, Browns. We'll take some phone calls on that game. Mix in the Tigers. And yes, Cookie Jar. It's coming up 9:35. It's 97.1. Guys, let's be honest. Nobody's planning for a new roof. Nobody's excited to drop that kind of money on a roof just overnight. And it doesn't have to be that difficult, though. You know, the typically happens at the worst time. The cost can feel overwhelming. But I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to skimp on quality. You can get the quality roof you need without the stress of that big upfront payment. And here's the thing. Shaner's not some fly-by-night company. They've got a 4.9-star Google rating, and that was earned with thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, and customer care. So if your roof is leaking, aging, or you're just ready for peace of mind, don't wait. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Little Dan Dickerson, Bobby Scales, Tiger win last night. Now what?
How now do you follow feel? It up with another win.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to keep doing this.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really change the fact that they were in an epic slump.
Right.
And hopefully they could put two good performances together. That's the whole goal today. Just put a good performance back to back.
Yeah, because they've still blown the division lead. They didn't undo that with a win yesterday. But it does snap a bit of the panic. Like, do you feel any better today?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're one step closer to making the postseason.
We kept talking about how one win suddenly, like, okay, it stabilized the situation a little bit here. It's still right there.
It's still right. It was always right there, but that was the frustrating part. This is one step closer to there.
Yeah.
But now you've got to see, can they do it two games in a row? Can Casey Mize go out there and get a win in Fenway?
Playing Boston this weekend. Boston has plenty to play for. They're not solidified yet with their spot or their seeding. A lot of this stuff's still up in the air in the American League playoff. Both, but specifically we're worrying about the American League. It's up in the air right now. And I think one of the big questions is juggling Tarek Skubal. Because if you need him, like let's say Sunday is a win and get in the playoffs, you're pitching Tarek Skubal. If you've already locked up a playoff spot, but the division's on the line, I don't think you're playing Tarek Skubal. Because it's a three-game series either way, and if he pitches Sunday, he'd be on short rest in game three if necessary. I'd much rather have him in game one rested, even if that means I'm going on the road. So that'll be something to monitor here. The Tigers ideally lock this thing up today with a win and a Houston loss, and then they can start to set their rotation. And they could still win the division without Skubal, less likely, but that would be not the priority at that point.
Yes, the priority is get to the postseason.
Yep.
Priority is win in the postseason. And what gives you the best chance in that first series, the wild card series, is Skubal pitching first.
Yeah, because if we ask people, like, do you feel any better? I don't think people are suddenly going to feel like this team's going on a playoff run.
Right, yeah. You can't look at it and go, oh, well, they solved all their problems in one game.
No, but if you want to believe they have the best chance to advance in the playoff, it would be Skubal's throwing game one.
Yeah, because if he, and you said it, right? If he throws Sunday, then he won't throw until Thursday, which is game three, which they might not see.
Correct. It's a bad spot to be in. The collective exhale.
There was, and it was obviously with Jamai Jones, the first home run. Mm-hmm. And then you get a second home run in the first inning, and I jokingly said, yeah, I'm going to turn my TV off now because they got this game.
Of course.
How many times have we seen that, whether it was Torque, whether it was Green, whether no matter who it was, we thought, oh, this is the moment, and they're going to get right. But you also knew that Troy Melton wasn't going to go six innings. AJ said it before the game. He's a guy that he's not built up to 100 pitches yet, so he's going to be somewhere well beneath that, and he ended up getting, 49 pitches in?
What's his role in all this? Like, well, we should see him this weekend, you would think, right? Can he pitch this weekend? In spot duty, relief work?
So, it depends on where they believe he is. So, I would think yes, in maybe a limited
Sunday capacity, if necessary.
Middle of the bullpen road.
Yeah. And what do you want to see from him if and when they make the playoff? Is he a starter?
If
Arizona one of those, hey, he starts the game and we see where it goes, kind of like last night?
So if you make it to the postseason and they go by the Costa and Jansen plan, mm-hmm. Skubal is starting game one, you probably got Flaherty out there for game two.
Yeah.
And then game three,
all hands on deck. Melton starts the game, maybe? Or Mize?
Probably Mize, but you bring Melton in. And Melton may pitch in a couple of those games.
He could do an inning here, an inning there.
Yeah. It's probably more the path that they're going to take.
Because in terms of guys you trust right now out of the bullpen, it's few and far between.
It is, but I kind of feel like there is this trust that's been built up with Troy Melton where he's had one performance where you're like, ooh, that's a rookie performance. All the rest of them have been quality performances.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of pictures being taken.
Here?
I don't know.
Who's this man?
I don't know. He's shaking everybody's hand.
Is that Ponch from Chips?
Yes.
Oh, my. I don't know who that is, but
Ponch
oh, my gosh.
John. Yeah, it's Ponch from Chips. Wow.
I wasn't a Chips guy. I got to admit it.
Oh, I was a Chips fan. And wow. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing here, Jim? But.
Yeah. Did he ride his ride his bike in? Chips, the California Highway Patrol. Ponch and John.
Have you ever heard of Chips in your life? Jim?
Not
Eric
Better
Estrada?
Made.
Yeah, that's Eric Estrada. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're...
You don't know Chips at all?
I don't either.
Well, it's Heather, I'm a little surprised.
Really?
It's the only Chips I know.
Jim, I'm not surprised at all.
Okay.
Chips does not seem to be a... First of all, it wasn't your generation growing up.
It was on from September 15th, 1977 to May 1st of 1983.
Yeah.
So I know I could see reruns, but I was still like a baby. Right. I wasn't even born when it ended.
Okay. Yeah, so, but they do rerun it.
I know, and, but I was still like...
That was my formative years, as 6 and 7 years old.
An infant, a child, a toddler. Like, I wouldn't have watched the reruns. Anyway... Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
People are excited about
it. He's here. It looks like Stoney and Gator are pumped to talk to him.
Chad is off right now.
It's kind of, Jim, in the window of like Three's Company.
Okay.
That timing.
Oh, you know that one.
I do know that one.
Shows were starting to take a little bit more risks, you know, and things like that. I allowed certain people to on.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Heather with the news.
Let's see. This might not come as a surprise to you, but streaming is now more popular than heading to a theater to watch a new movie. So Americans are more likely to watch newly released movies from the comfort of their own home instead of heading out to a theater. It's not surprising. I think this has been going on for quite a while, especially from the pandemic onward. It has become more popular. But new data shows that about 3/4 of U.S. adults have watched a new movie on streaming instead of in the theater, and at least once in the past year, including about 3 in 10 who watched new movies on streaming at least once a month. And like I said, less and less people are actually getting to the theater. About 2/3 of Americans said that they've watched a new movie in theaters in the past year. And it really comes down to convenience, which is basically the top reason, and cost is another reason. If you want to watch a new movie that's just been released, you still have to pay for it on streaming, right? Like, you do have to wait a couple months in order to see a new movie for free on streaming. But if you want to see it right away, you're still paying, I think it's like $20 to download the movie.
Yeah, it depends on the movie, $20-$24. If you're going to buy it or if you're going to rent it, it's cheaper. But if you're going to take your family to the movies, it's way more than that.
They say the average cost of a movie ticket in the U.S. is $13.17. In 2020, it was $11.76. So it's going up and up and up.
How many times have you been to the movie theater this year?
Well, I've been there a handful of times because we take Teddy. Like when the new Jurassic Park came out,
I
took him to that one,
which I
think it's an awesome movie. But as soon as it came out, we bought it and have watched it at home many times. The new Tom Cruise movie? I went to Superman,
but
Mission Impossible. I did not go see that one in the theater because I wanted to wait for it to come out streaming. So that I would be of that nearly 75% that would wait for it to come out streaming versus going to the theater.
I am too. We did take the kids. We took Brooks to his first movie, and Emily loved it. It was her second movie, but she loved it too. But I'd rather watch it at home. Hey, there's a new lawsuit that alleges the University of North Carolina and its board of trustees illegally hired Bill Belichick behind closed doors. So this lawsuit was filed on Monday by a former UNC administrator, and it also accuses the university of hiding discussions about potential conference realignment. And basically, this former administrator says that he was punished for leaking closed session information to faculty about a meeting regarding tenure deferral. So he was supposedly asked to resign, and he ultimately did so effective May 17th. It highlights in the lawsuit, it highlights three occurrences regarding the UNC athletic department that he says reflect a systemic misuse of closed sessions to hide policy debates from public view. I don't know what he's seeking in this lawsuit, but UNC has and is denying the allegations. They say that the claims are disappointing and inaccurate. Ben Stiller has recently launched a new career venture, and he is now the co-founder of a soda company. So it's called Stiller's Soda. It's a low-sugar, low-calorie beverage line inspired by nostalgic flavors. Each can has 30 calories, a small amount of sugar, and also added vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin D, B12. But it also promises the fizz and taste of traditional sodas. So there's three flavors, Shirley Temple, Lemon Lime, and Root Beer. And Stiller says the goal is to offer soda you can actually feel good about with the same bubbles and taste people associate with childhood favorites. Right now, we can't get it in stores here, but you can buy it on Amazon. It's available in select stores in New York City, but they do say it's going to expand next year. So
this is kind of an emerging space that, like,
it really is.
It's been flooded with, there's a lot of seltzers and fizzy drinks that are of this ilk.
Supposed to be better for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Cookie Jar. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. It is Heather here. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, I'm telling you, this is your moment. To me, right now, as the weather's cooling off, there is nothing more relaxing, more refreshing than getting in a hot tub. Hot tubs are good for any season, right? But right now, it's the perfect time. I got mine from Beninati Pool and Spa. And let me tell you, the entire process was super easy. I went in there, they told me all about every type of hot tub, and they helped me pick out the one that was perfect for me and my family. Then they delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. They handle everything. So go check them out. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who are going to give you an experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase, just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by in person in Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.